Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my dear. Good late evening to all of the Blog Talk listeners around the world. God bless each and every one of you. And we come to you tonight to say hello, get relaxed, get your sword, get your weapon ready. We're in a battlefield, and we're here to learn. God has much to say tonight. And let's open our hearts and receive all that it is that he has for us tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're just continuing on with our series, and we're just moving right ahead. Isn't it something that Thanksgiving is almost here? Are you ready? Are you got your plans and where you're going to go, or maybe you're going to stay at home? Maybe this is your year to invite others over. Whatever you do, just give thanks on a daily basis, and then we take this day out of the year to just get together with friends and family and with others and give thanks all together. You know, you sit around and you kind of share a little bit of yourself with your family. Sometimes we get all caught up in our daily day thing, and it's hard for us to stop and go back and you know, and say the different little things. And so we miss different little things. So it's our opportunity that together we share with family and friends. Invite someone over that doesn't have anywhere to go. This Thanksgiving, invite them into that beautiful home that God has blessed you with. Invite them into wherever that you are residing at. And just, it's not so much of how much food you have to offer or what it is that you're going to be offering, but whatever you have, you know, it would be so great if you just shared it with someone. People do not get so much caught up on the thing of how much you're going to be offering them or anything like that, but it's so much that just the fact that you offered, just the fact that you are setting something out, and maybe everyone can pitch in and bring a little something, but it's just so important to just take the time. Don't jump from October 31st, like many people do, straight into December, looking for the happy holidays for Christmas. But let's not forget about Thanksgiving. You know, even with all of the things that is going on in our politics right now, you know, if we could just get all of the people in Washington, if we could just get them all to sit down together, sit down together just one day of the year and say, you know what, let's just break bread together. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, my brother. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that would be. That would just be so good. It would make such a difference. We could just put all of our differences aside with your coworkers right now or whatever it is that you have with family members that you haven't talked to. On this day, though, can you just say that we're just going to be together enough to at least say, Happy Thanksgiving. God has been good to us, and I want to be thankful. And I just want to share with someone what God has done for me. Because I believe that God is still working his miracles in my life today. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit about what he's doing. So that's what it is. So as we approach the day, go ahead. Even if you have said in your heart, nah, I'm not going to celebrate this year. Will you change your mind about that? Go ahead and decide that this is the day that I am going to go ahead and I'm going to celebrate and I'm going to be with someone this year and I say happy Thanksgiving around someone's table or around looking someone face to face. Over the phone, maybe, if that's what you have to do. But God bless you either way it goes. As long as you're out there doing something, God loves what you're doing. Just let us just blow up heaven with our voices as we say, thank you, Jesus, for all that you do for us. We just thank him for so much because he's so awesome. He's such an awesome God that we just get excited about it. I get excited about serving the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of us. Well, We're going to go ahead and continue with our series tonight, and we're just moving right along, and we're just looking at what to do with our troubles and our troubled hearts and how to just live in a life that as we go through trials and tribulations, which we do, you know, as we go through all of those different things, how do we maintain a healthy walk with God? How do we not allow all of that to bog us down and get us all messed up where we don't, we stop and lay down all of the things that we said that we believed in? You know, and we discovered that we got to make sure that we are believing in God, that we don't stop believing in God, that we don't stop by the wayside and forget about our dreams and our hopes and our desires, that we actually lift those things up and start to do something about them. So we look inside of ourselves and we decide that I am going to be the best me that I can be today, you know? So I'm going to lift my heart, I'm going to lift my eyes, and I'm going to be all that God said I can be today. And I'm not just going to say that this is my dream and talk about it any longer. I'm going to actually get out there and I'm going to enroll and do something about my dream. I'm going to get started. I'm going to make up my mind that this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to get started. I'm going to do something to start my journey today. And then on my journey, I'm already prepared for tribulations because I know my Father's already warned me that there will be trials and tribulations. So it's just his word being fulfilled, and he already said, but do not worry, do not worry. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, so that's a reason to be of good cheer, because he's already telling us, I've already conquered the whole world and all of the trials and tribulations that comes with it. So you still be of good cheer. Even when you're going through, even as you feel in your pain, know that you can still be of good cheer. Remember Paul, when Paul had asked Jesus three times to take the thorns from his flesh, and Jesus answered him by saying, what? My grace is sufficient. In other words, he's just telling him, as he is telling each and every one of us, that my grace is enough to carry you through whatever situation. I still have a way of escape with you throughout whatever pain that's associated with your trial right now. Whatever lies, whoever it is, I don't care who it is, whatever it is, whoever it is, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And be of good cheer, my sisters and brother. I have overcome the world, thus said the Lord. So it comes back down to, do we really believe? So we should be of good cheer. Do we really believe his word? And we would say that if we wanted to, as we launch, we make sure that we make up our minds. We're going to get started. We're going to go, and we're going to keep going. Even though our ships may break down or start giving out on us on our trip, even though the friends that start out with us on our journey may turn and go back, even though the winds may blow us from east to north to south, we're going to remain in the fear. That fear must move out of my life. We're going to remain in charge of that fear and telling it, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God is still going to do what he said he's going to do in my life. I believe God. You know, that's what Paul had to reach out and say as he was on his journey to preach in Rome what he had wanted to do, had a desire to do. And he had to, on his voyage, as he went through rough patches, and it did get rough, that he had to rely on his faith on that voyage, and he had to stand firm and say, I believe God. I believe God. So don't get so caught up in whatever that people around you are telling you, the price of something or whatever it is, that you forget to believe God. So launch your care. What it is that God is saying, that
that you should do, reach on out there and do it. Believe in him. Believe in him. Amen? Amen. Remember that Acts 27:25, it tells us that it's easy to, and in prayer for each and every one of us, it's easy for us to get up in the morning or whenever you're up, you may be working a late shift, and you get in prayer and you say, well, you know, yes, I believe God for this, I believe God for that. And then many things that get us turned around and we believe that we don't believe any longer. So we have to remember that we have to stay in the Word, stay in a connection, in communication with God. Remember that. And then it's also easy to step in prayer meetings and in our prayer meetings and say that I believe God. You know, it's a real faith to say it when you're teaching them. You know, it's easy to get up in your cell groups around your friends and say, oh, I believe God. But when all things are breaking loose in your life, you know, that's when our challenge comes about. That's when the real challenge comes about. When you get on that boat with Paul, and everything in the middle of nowhere, it seems like, it said the sun and the moon and even the stars refused to shine. It was just rocking, and the winds are just blowing and howling, and they're speaking their language to you, and they're yelling at you, talking about, hey, you can't win this battle. Yeah, we got you now. You're out here in my territory. Now what are you going to do? Listen to me, wind, to the wind as it howls around you. Listen to your own ship as it's ready to give out and give up. Listen now. Look up. You don't see anything, just darkness. As far as you can see, it's still just darkness. No, you're not in the midst of the prayer group anymore. You're not in the midst of the safety of your home right now. And so now, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Are you going to give in to that fear? Are you going to stay in control of that fear? Now, I'm not going to say, I mean, we're in a flesh suit, so, yeah. It's easy for us to just bow down to fear at that time and give up. Give up and say, you know what, it's over. I don't see an end to this. This has got to be over. But we got to remember, if we already are in communication with them, then if we already have that privilege of prayer, you know, then we're already at a place that we can just holler out, God help me. God help me. Hallelujah. God help me. That's why I say that it is good. It's good to be in a relationship with God. It's easier when you're in the midst of that trouble, if you've already had that relationship, it's easier then for you to just say fear, because you know fear will overcome you. It'll just take you down. So that's why you got to be in a relationship already where you know that I can just move fear out of the way. I can step on fear's head. I can hold it down by doing what? By knowing that I know who I'm calling on. I got to call on who I've been talking to all along. Hallelujah. You've got to make sure that you're in a position, only you're in a praying terms with God. You know, when trouble comes, you just call him. God, help me. God, here I am. He sees you. He knows your needs at that time. And believe that he will work it out. Believe that he will work it out. Amen? So, you know, again, sometimes you criticize people for the way that they react to things that they go through. And we'll say, well, they're Christians. They should have did this and that. Why are they over there crying? Why are they moaning? Why are they going through that? Remember, get on that boat with them for a minute. Let's see what your true reaction is. You get on that boat. Get at that place of no hope. Let's see how you react. Hopefully you will pass the test. But I bet you'll be a little bit more understanding of someone else's feelings in their words. You see, the experienced sailors that was on that ship, they were experienced. But even they said, no hope. We have no hope. all hope that we should be saved was taken away, is the words that they said. They even said there is no hope. They thought that they had exhausted all of their skills of experience, because they were experienced seamen. And so they had exhausted all of the things that they needed to actually try and do to control these waves, to control the ship. But then the verdict came up for them as a hope. No hope. It's hopeless. The sailors started to say themselves, you know, there's no hope. We're going to kill the prisoners. Let's go on and get them, kill the prisoners. But the leader, the one that had been put in charge of the prisoners, Julius, is what stopped them. They were just getting ready to just end it all for everyone. See, because their circumstance, as they looked around them, it indicated that there was no hope. They did not have a prayer life set up to lean on and fall on. They didn't have a backup. But God is your backup plan. See, the jagged lightning just seemed to spell out the words in the black sky. They look up there, and that's all of a sudden the lightning coming through was just no hope. That's all they could see. Doom. As the howling winds added its voice to the lightning. No hope. We are doomed. It's over. The reasons are good like this. The storm is too great. This ship is too small. This load is too heavy. And the distance is too great. We got too far to go. Land is too, it's out of our sight. And as dark as it is, we couldn't get there if we wanted to. It's just too many things against us. I might as well turn back. Can you hear yourself saying that in your situation? There's no need in me going back to my family. I walked out and left them. It's no need in me going back. You know, the kids are bigger now. They're never going to forgive me. I'm sure my wife has moved on and doing something else with someone else now, and I know she's not going to accept me. You know, even though I've got myself together now and I feel the Holy Spirit telling me to go back, I just don't feel like I should go back. It's just no hope right now. It's just, I just don't want to deal with it. It's no hope. No hope. So have you ever been at that place? Are you at that place right now? Well, you will never know the greatness of God until you can stand there in the midst of those waves hitting you in the face. That means when you go back, you may have to take some time to earn that trust and that love back. But just stand there. Go back. Maybe you are at that place of hope. Just take the courage. Remember, there is a way out. God always has a way of escape. And for many years, you know, it's been different people that experience poor health. The specialists may give up on them and tell them exactly that there's just no hope. No hope. But even when you get to that place, that's when God steps in. That's when God steps in, when you trust him. How many times have you heard the stories of how he miraculously kept your loved ones alive, kept them safe, even through surgery, taking all kind of whack medicine that may have messed up everybody else, but it didn't touch your loved one. People falling to the right and people falling to the left, but it didn't touch your loved one. People got strung out on drugs and bad drugs and find everyone laying around dead and under houses and all kinds of different things, but it didn't affect your loved one. When we get to the place of no hope, God just begins to work. So if you've got any rivers that you think are uncrossable, tell God about them. You got any mountains that you just cannot seem to tunnel through, tell God about them. Have you been lied on, talked about, mistreated, can't sleep at night? Talk to God about it. You know, God specializes. He specializes in those things that are thought to be impossible. There's no way that our friendship is ever going to mend. This mother and daughter relationship is through. It's over. Tell God about it. Tell God about it. Step back out of it. Stop trying to work it out. Pray it out. And he can do what no other person can do. It just brings back Percy Clark as a pastor from my childhood. And that was just one of the songs that just really, really, I just love to hear him sing, because he sung it from his spirit, from experience in life. And it would touch people because they understood from their experiences. God specializes in things that seem impossible. God specializes in working out that situation going on in your household right now. God specializes in all of the ones that's handing over all of these companies right now, that has all of the ones down at the bottom, is really the one who's making money and keeping these companies going. Let's be honest. You can have the executives and the VPs and all of this that's going on, the CEOs and the COO and whatever it is, but it's the peons that's really down here doing the struggle on a day-to-day basis. That's working hard on a day-to-day basis, making money for the shareholders. I mean, that's the way they play, right? That's the object of their game. They suppose, you know, we all say, make your money work for you. Your money should be working for you. So the shareholders can be out on the golf course and still making money. We're the one who's doing the sweating on a day-to-day basis for them to make sure that the money has been made. Struggle for child care. We're the ones who struggle for an insurance plan that we can afford to cover our families. We are the ones who, without a thought or without a doubt, they're still trying to find ways to cut us free in order that they may continue to grow, in order that they would get more money, save more. We are the ones that they're trying to replace every day. So I pray, and I ask you to join in with me too, as we join in to just pray for all of those people in all companies, organizations, big and small, that is not doing the Word of God, not treating people like the Word of God has told them to, as leaders. So I pray that they be exposed. I pray that it crumbles, everything under their feet crumbles. And I pray that as it crumbles, God take from their bosom, pour out unto all of the children of God, all of the ones that has been sitting there struggling for these years under them, let it just pour out its blessings to each and every one of us. Won't you join and agree with me on that? All of these organizations that are reaching out, doing all of the things that are wrong, laying off people, just firing people for no reason. Why that holiday? Not providing you with your needs, but still putting more demands on you. It's been long enough, people. Let's get together and go and pray about it. You've worked hard enough. And now more has been asked, but nothing has been given. More time has been taken away from you and your families, but nothing has been given in return. I pray for exposure tonight, dear Father. I pray for exposure tonight. Won't you join along with me? Hallelujah. God specializes in those things that seem impossible. I brought that up right there because it came unto my heart, because exactly what we're studying on. God said, do you have any rivers that you think is uncrossable? It's uncrossable for the peons, a lot of people, to kind of get up and get to the very top of the game and say anything to the top people that's running these companies, these corporations. So the rivers they think to be uncrossable. Someone right now may be in jeopardy of losing their job, and you feel there's no way for me to get to the top. They don't care about me. Regardless of what I try to say, they still says, I'm sorry, this is what it is. But they don't care. So it makes them like a mountain that you cannot tunnel through. I come to remind you, we got to believe and repeat like Paul said, I believe in God. And I believe that God is working his miracles in my life today. God is keeping his word today for me. God is helping me today. God is doing just what he said he would do today in my life. I believe he's big enough. I believe that he will always stay there with me. He'll never leave me. And I believe that anything, he knows my heart desires. And he said, I should not be anxious for anything. But he said, with prayer and supplication of thanksgiving, that I should make my request known unto him. And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not bashing anyone. We're just making our request known. Just like God spoke to Paul saying, fear not, Paul. There must be bought before Caesar. And Paul said, I believe God. I believe God. Right in the midst of all this stuff going on, I believe God. So here, doubtless, he challenges the elements. All the storms, all of the sun is not shining, the moon's not out, the stars are not out. He has to challenge the elements. And remember that, you know what? Even the stars, even the moon, you were created by my Father. You were created by my Father. Even you have to do it as he says. Even if you refuse to shine, he'll still make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He will. So he challenged the elements. He said, do your worst. Wind, the wave, the rolling sea, blow your horn. He said, you know, hide your face, son, if that's what you want to do. Mr. Moon and the stars, refuse to shine if you want to. Give up, if you will, all of the soldiers, all of the sages, give up, if you will. But I will still believe God. Yes, I will still believe God. He did not believe the experts. He did not believe the soldiers. He did not believe the dictates of just common sense. But he believed God. And sometimes the experts are wrong. Sometimes even the soldiers make mistakes. And sometimes faith does not seem to act in accordance with our common sense. But God never fails. God never fails. Whether it makes sense or not, God never fails. God spoke. How like God to speak a word of comfort at a time like that? How did God, you may ask? I believe he spoke to Paul through the angel in an audible voice. He doesn't speak that way now. We're under the dispensation of grace. So he speaks by the prompting of the Holy Spirit to us, by that still, small voice within us. He speaks through open doors. He speaks through closed doors. He speaks through his word. So it pays to hide God's word in your heart for such a time as this. Such a time as this. I believe God. That was spoken at a time like this. That gives us one of the great pictures of faith in the Bible. I wish I could paint it on a canvas, you know, just the ship tossing and the crest of the waves like an eggshell. I wish I could paint the waves as they're plunging over the deck. And I wish I could paint just how Paul was just clinging to the ridging of the ship, and he's drenched with the angry waters, and as they splash by the hungry waves, I just wish I could paint it on a canvas as the ocean must have sprayed its stung water, stinging waters into Paul's face, and just how Paul still lifted his head in victory. as he shouted above the roar of the storm, "I believe God." You know, sometimes in your car, you just have to ride it, roll your window down, "I believe God." In your home, "I believe God." Wherever you're at. In your mind, you can sit at your desk and yell it out, "I believe God. I believe God." Man was helpless in the face of that storm. You know that, right? Man was helpless in the face of that storm. But God had made a promise to Paul. And Paul believed that promise. He believed in God who made that promise. Paul had a choice. He could fear the storm, or he could believe God. You have a choice right now. You can fear the storms in your life. Fear those storms because they're real fears. It's a reason for fear. It's just that fear won't get you anywhere. Fear takes you down and belief takes you up. Do you have a choice, sisters and brothers? You can fear the storm or you can believe God. Now, maybe you're in a similar place. A storm, as your storm is raging and the clouds are getting dark. It's getting a little scary right now. The threatened thunder is beginning to roar. Maybe your enemies are starting to oppose you. The circumstances are feeling like they're starting to overwhelm you. Many around you will advise you and say it's no hope. But above the confusion, God speaks. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Thou shalt not overflow thee." It's one of my favorite verses, Isaiah 43:2. "As you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and they shall not overflow you." It may feel like you're going down and you're sinking fast. He said, "But I will be with you, and the waters shall not overflow you." So you have a choice to stand on the promise of his word, are to believe in the circumstances around you. But God has promised. He has a promise for every trial, every test, and every tribulation, every temptation, every circumstance of your life. God has a promise. Faith chooses to believe God. It pays to believe God. Not only for ourselves, but for others. As I close tonight, let me just touch on that. It pays to believe God, not for just ourselves, but for others. You see, on that ship were 276 others. They were all saved because Paul was on board, given thee all them that sail with thee. That's verse 24. See, Paul must have been praying. You know, when we talked about earlier, even during the midst of all that, Paul snuck away and prayed. Paul must have been praying for all of the people on that ship. Because the angel said, "God has given thee." Paul thought of the others as well as himself. So it pays to believe God, not only for ourselves, but for those that are around us. It pays to stay in the company of a praying woman, of a praying man. Hallelujah. God, believe God, believe God. He has something to say to you. Believe God, believe God, believe God. It's just that simple. Are you listening? Are you listening? And you may say tonight, "I'm not for sure how to listen. I'm not for sure about the God that you talk about. The God that I've heard about has not been good things, and I'm not for sure how do I even get to know this God." Well, it's my privilege, it's my honor to introduce you to that God. This God who's there to save you, even though all the waves is heating up against you. All of the stinging water from all the smelly water, all of the lies and all of the things that you're going through right now, that God is right there. All you got to do is believe in him. And if you just open up your heart right now, this is a time for seriousness. Just open up your heart if you're ready and pray this prayer with me right now. Pray this prayer with me right now.
as we close, if you believe the words that you say, you will be born again. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and just make me a new person in you right now. I believe you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, you are a new creature in Christ. Now, it's very important that you reach out and let someone know that of your decision to follow Christ. You can reach me here at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message here to Blog Talk if you prefer. And if you need any kind of Bibles or anything to help you on your Christian walk, I'll be more than happy to send it to you free of charge. Free of charge. So if you just pray that prayer again, congratulations. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. That means that as you start to do those things that you did before, you're going to feel a little tingling in your heart. You're going to feel something in your spirit tugging at you, reminding you, baby, you are a new creature in Christ right now. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus right now to look forward to. Starting right now, your slate has been wiped clean. Hallelujah, what an opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice for you. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dimas, and I love you with all of my heart. But more importantly, God loves you. The whole heavens are just shouting for joy of your decision that you've made right now. Now, I remind you, do yourself inventory tonight and ask yourself, am I really believing God? Am I trusting in God? He's waiting for you. Do you have a prayer connection with God? Until the next broadcast, remember, today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. Worrying, you know where. But we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.